So let's move to the second point, and that's just the significant and structural divides that we're increasingly seeing inside of democracies, and of course, mostly in the world's most powerful democracy, the United States. Talk about why this is one of the factors that you consider such a big driver for a change in global order.
Well, it started with the populism that became more apparent when Donald Trump first came in. Populism didn't exist much in the developed world and didn't exist in the U.S., and I needed to study it. Populism of the left and populism of the right. And what I meant is, or what I mean by populism, is the person of the left or the right, the leader, who will fight for that group in a fight against the other group. So history has shown that populism of the populists of the left and populists of the right then begin to gain power under this set of circumstances when there's a large wealth gap and there's the financial part. So it became very relevant to me because it changed how the wealth pie was being shifted. So for example, when Donald Trump came in, tax changes had a big impact on financial markets, and as a result, you could see it, reverberate. And you could also see what was happening between states start to change. So I needed to study that conflict, and I plotted it, both the wealth gaps, the income gaps, and I plotted the political gaps, and all of those were the greatest since the 1930 to 45 period, in fact, greater than that period, going back to 1900. And we could see it every day.